Yes, let's get into it. Consistency, consistency is the key to success. My name is Anna K. Hutchinson, and you're listening to For Change Be Bold. Let's chat, let's laugh, because it's your time to start choosing you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to For Change Be Bold, the podcast that ignites the laughter, confirms your journey to live unapologetically, and to start choosing you. If this is your first time joining or listening to the podcast, thank you for your support and thank you for listening. These are some ways that you can help support our podcast. You can let us know how we're doing, you can leave us a review, and you can also share and follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram page or Facebook page is For Change Be Bold Podcast. Let's get into the episode for today. Today, I have a special guest who has not only built a thriving sandwich shop business here in Las Vegas, but is also featured in an upcoming book, Woman Who Boss Up in Las Vegas. Makia attributes her entrepreneurial spirit to her grandmother who raised her. As a mother of two and being the matriarch of her family, Makia continues to grow her family portfolio of investments and businesses. Makia has operated as a prosperous decade-plus career as a local realtor specializing in high-rise condo niche. This September, Makia will be launching her coaching course. And so welcome the woman behind Togo's Sandwich Shop, author and coach, Makia Macaloso. Thank you so much for being here, Makia.
Well, you're welcome. It's an honor to be here. I'm super excited.
I know. I am excited to get into your journey. I know that it must be, you know, challenges that you have encountered. So I know you have a lot to share with us. But there's one thing you did, and I'm sure many of us can say this, because we went through a crazy year. Couple years, I should say, even just 1 year. It was a couple crazy years. And you opened your sandwich shop during the pandemic. First of all, what was going through your mind?
So during the pandemic, it was a little scary, but my husband and I, we did our best to continue life as normal as possible. So during that time when pretty much the world was shut down, we continued to support local businesses. We would go, and even if it was just picking up lunch or dinner and eating at the park or going to our office, we still took our babies to the park. So we did our best to continue life as normal as possible. During that time, though, real estate definitely slowed down. We had a lot of deals fall apart because people just were uncertain about what was going to happen. My husband and I, we had always been talking about expanding our portfolio. So during that time, I just did a lot of research on other opportunities and different businesses. And here we are, you know?
Here you are. As a woman in this food industry, like, tell us what kind of the challenges that you face on a daily basis.
So the biggest challenges that I've faced is probably the vendors. Sometimes, you know, we'll place an order and we won't find out they don't have, you know, key ingredients, you know, key items for my business to run. You know, there were times when I couldn't get turkey, so I had to scramble trying to find turkey, or, you know, the tuna didn't show up, or, you know, we would place our order from the bread company and they would send us the wrong bread. So, you know, those were a lot of the things that I experienced. Another challenge is staffing. You know, we would have people either come to work one day and then just not show up. Or we would have people call off work. So, you know, I'm a mom, I have two kids, I run several businesses. So to have someone either not show up for work or call off at the last minute is definitely a challenge, because if I couldn't find someone to cover those shifts, that would be me. I had to, you know, stop what I was doing to go there and cover the shifts. There was a couple times where it was just me, and so I wasn't able to, you know, run the store, so we had to close early. You know, I think that happened maybe two times since we've been open. Yeah. And then, yeah, so those were some of the biggest challenges that I faced as owning the sandwich shop.
I know you just mentioned vendors. For someone who's listening, and I had that intention to start my own franchise, what would be one thing you want to tell them, like, this is what you need to start with, or these are a couple things that you need to start with first?
So as far as, you know, wanting to open a franchise or any business, you have to have a business plan. And if you do open a franchise, you know, do all the research that you can. Go and talk to some of the other franchise owners of that particular business and just get their feedback on it. That's one thing that I did before I opened Togo's. I would call, you know, different other franchisees and ask them about what their experience was like and if they had any tips or anything that they can share for me. So definitely do that, and then have a plan on attack. So once you open the doors, your business will be off and running.
And so your location, because I know you are off on Rainbow, I believe on 215.
Yes.
All right. So give us, what is your favorite like sandwich from the shop so that we can go and grab it?
So my all-time favorite sandwich is, that's hard because it changes. All of them are just so good. But I think I eat our tuna sandwich probably the most. That's a sandwich that I know some people are kind of scared of at other sandwich shops. They always tell you to stay away from the meatballs and the tuna. And before I opened my store, I would never order tuna from anywhere. I would never order the meatballs, but our tuna is fresh and make it every single day. We use very high quality ingredients. So that's one of my favorite sandwiches. The second runner up would probably be the turkey avocado. That's a very good sandwich. And a hot sandwich, I would go with the clubhouse milk. That's probably one of my favorites.
I was waiting for you to say the turkey as the favorite. I was waiting for that. The turkey avocado, because I love me some avocado.
Yeah, you know what? That actually, I would say that before I opened my sandwich shop, turkey avocado was the all-time favorite. That's a legendary sandwich that everyone who knows Togo's, we're known for the turkey avocado and the pastrami. But like I said, once I opened my store, I had to try everything, you know, to make sure. And the tuna was, like I said, was good. So that has definitely taken the place for the number one for me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So why Togo's? I know there are so many different sandwich shops out there. I mean, I can name a few: Firehouse Subs, Subway. Why Togo's? Like, what was the reason behind going with Togo's?
So not a lot of people know this, but I actually met my husband at Togo's. He worked at Togo's and I worked across the street at KFC almost 21 years ago. And we met there. So he worked there. So, you know, it's always been a special place to me. Even before I met him there, Togo's was always my favorite sandwich shop. You know, even now before, I would say not now, but before I opened my shop, every time I went to California, first stop, we got to stop at Togo's. And when we were looking at different businesses, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to open a Togo's. We were just researching, looking at franchises. And then when Togo's popped up, I was like, wait. I mean, I knew it was a franchise, but it just wasn't on the radar. And then after doing all the research and, you know, getting excited and going through all those emotions of, you know, my childhood memories, meeting my husband, everything just lined up. So that's why I brought Togo's here. It just feels so good to be able to drive down the street and share a piece of our history with my baby. So that's one of the big reasons why I opened Togo's.
I know, leaving that legacy behind, that is amazing. Yep. I know you're going to be featured in a book coming up,
Woman
Who Bought Up Las Vegas. Tell us, how was that experience to, first of all, get the opportunity to be featured in this book? And then what can we expect to learn from you from this book?
So this whole experience has been amazing. I mean, this book is going to feature, I believe, 14 or 15 women sharing their experiences, their journeys, their stories, how, you know, where they came from and how they got to do what they're doing now. So to be able to collaborate with those other authors has been amazing, because I've met some phenomenal women. And for me, it's just being able to share my story, what I do and how I, you know, how I got here and how I'm going to teach other women to do the same thing, you know, whether they want to be, you know, open a franchise or start their own business. I just want to be able to inspire and show all women that they can do whatever it is that they put their mind to.
When can we purchase the book? Where can we purchase the book?
So the book will be out later this fall. It will be on Amazon, and definitely it will be available on my website, designyourmindinc.com. So later this year, it will be available to purchase there.
So what is, like, the next 5 years looking for you? Like, what adventure is, like, what is the plan for McKee?
So the next 5 years is just to keep growing the empire. You know, currently we invest in real estate. I definitely want to expand our portfolio. There may be a couple more totals out there. I did sign a multi-unit agreement to open a total of 3. So I have my first one open. I would like to open the other 2. This next chapter is definitely going to be me coaching and inspiring other women and just enjoying my kids, you know, traveling, doing all those amazing things.
So you just touched on a little bit about the coaching, and I know that you are going to be launching a coaching course in September. So what can we expect from that course? Like, who does it target? Does it target women? Does it target both male and female? And what other areas are you going to touch on with that coaching program?
So for me, I'm going to target women because I'm a woman, and I'm going to share, like, the things that helped me along the way. And there's going to be everything from free courses, a mastermind class. I'm going to have one-on-one coaching and group coaching available. And what inspired me to start this coaching program was the challenges that I faced, you know, growing up, becoming an adult. You know, I didn't have a lot of guidance and, you know, support when it came to, you know, being an entrepreneur. I struggled with the imposter syndrome, self-confidence, you know, all of those things. And so I'm going to put together something that can speak to the women who are like me, who want to step out of their comfort zone and create these amazing empires. So I just want to, you know, help those women.
Yeah, I know it's a demanding field to an entrepreneur I feel like people don't realize how much it takes out of you to run a business, be on top of all the tasks that you have to do. And especially if you're just starting out, you're pretty much everything. You're the social media person, you're the finance sometimes, you're everything until you can build that team. So how do you manage that demand? How do you, you know, try to balance everything as you build your business?
So one of the most important things for me is I do journal, I take time, and I meditate. And whenever I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed, I take time, you know, to go get a massage or my nails done, you know, something to where I can just be in the moment, you know, take time for myself. Because, you know, if I get overwhelmed and stressed out, then I'm not no good to anyone. You know what I'm saying? So that is the most important thing. And then have a plan. You know, it's some people just try and wing it. And I've tried it, and it doesn't work. You got to have a plan. You have to have, you know, some structures, be intentional. And those are the things that help me overcome those challenges. I mean, they still happen. I'm not saying that everything is perfect, but when I do those things, it definitely is a lot smoother.
I was just about to say, you're not perfect at it at all, because so many challenges that, like, take place. And I feel like as entrepreneurs, our mind, we're always thinking about something new or something else that we can do. And I feel like if you don't own in or zone in on that one thing, you're like on 5 different tasks or projects. And then before you know it, you lose interest in this one or interest in that one. So I agree with you. You got to, you know, write things down and learn how to balance, you know, your day and everything like that. So,
Oh yeah, that's true. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. So, you know, I am excited because we met actually at a firehouse, but we met at a fireside conversation through SR Registry. And that's an amazing group where we are able to connect with different women in Las Vegas. We're able to, you know, make these meaningful connections. These are women who are doing impactful things and they are going above and beyond. So what is your goal right now for the rest of the year, like the impact that you want to bring to the Vegas community? Do you have anything that you're working on, that is going on, that you want us to maybe be a part of or even help with?
So I've always been every job that I've ever had has been about the community and serving people. So pretty much everything that I do now is about the people. You know, we invest in real estate. So our goal is to provide affordable, clean housing for people. So we go in and we clean up these neighborhoods and we give people a respectable place to live. And the same thing with food. You know, I want to make sure people have quality, fresh ingredients. So, you know, we have that business going on. And all of the things that we do, we make sure that we give back. So we do fundraisers for, you know, we have back to school drives. We donate, you know, this year I'm thinking about how I can expand, you know, maybe doing a drive for Thanksgiving, you know, feed some people. Last year, we also gave, I believe it was maybe 20 gift cards to military, to veterans, and they were able to come in and feed up to 4 people on that gift card so that they can take their family out to have a nice meal. We're just looking at expanding all of those things. And, you know, when I launched my coaching program, that's another opportunity for me to go in and help some of the youth. Because I know when I was young, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So, you know, to be able to have somebody that you can talk to and, you know, guide you and mentor you, that's something that I love to step into more this year.
That is something that I know both of us, we have the same passion, you know, to help the community, to give back, especially to the youth. So, you know, I guess any way possible that listeners can help you, you know, if you want to reach out to Nakia and, you know, donate to like the back to school drive, or if there's anything that you want to partner up with, then you definitely can reach out.
Yes, and if you know any organizations that definitely need help, let us know, because we've done our fundraisers for Project 150. We work with the Angels of Las Vegas. So, you know, if there's other organizations, we would love to work with as many of them as we can. And even when it comes to volunteering time, I know sometimes time can be more valuable in some cases than money, because sometimes people just need someone to talk to or, you know, to see them, you know? So that's what it looks like this year. And if anyone wants to connect with me, you can go to designyourmindinc.com, find out about the coaching. And then I'm on Instagram, Makia_Macaluso. You can find me there and connect with me. And I'm definitely open to partnering with other people in the community.
There it is. She's open. So if you have any questions, you can definitely go follow her on Instagram. Thank you so much for, you know, chatting with me and sharing a little bit about your background and your business, Togos. It's on 215 in Rainbow, Rainbow and 215. So definitely go visit and, you know, get a sandwich there. Support local business. And I am so grateful that we had this conversation to learn more about your journey and your success.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go for it now, because the future is promised to no one. You have just listened to a weekly episode of For Change Be Bold podcast. You can keep the conversation going by following us on our Instagram page and our Facebook page at For Change Be Bold podcast. And until next week, have a wonderful Friday.